Hello and welcome to the Thought Control Podcast. My name is Cameron and I am your host for the Thought Control Podcast. And I'm super excited that you all have decided to press play on this episode, as this is the first episode of Thought Control. And this will be just an introduction episode to get you all acquainted to what Thought Control is going to be. We're going to explain the name of the podcast. We're going to explain the structure of the podcast, and we're going to explain kind of what to expect on this journey of thought control and how to control your thoughts in this crazy world. So let's buckle up and get ready to go. So first, I want to give a little background on myself. Like I said at the top, my name is Cameron, and I am from Cincinnati, Ohio. I was born and raised in Cincinnati in the beautiful Midwest of this country. I am currently 28 years old, and I'm married, and I have a dog named Maverick, and he's a cool boy. He's actually sitting right over here as I'm recording this podcast. So if you hear a bark, that's him probably looking a squirrel out the window. Like I said, I'm from Cincinnati. I went to school at the University of Cincinnati. It took me about 8 years to finish my undergrad degree. I kind of jumped around majors a bunch, and I took some time off here and there to kind of figure out what I wanted to do as I tried to finish my degree as best as I could. Currently, I'm in grad school right now, and I am studying to get my degree in school counseling. And I might go back and get my dual certification in clinical mental health counseling as well. So I'll probably bring a little bit of that counseling, that counseling mentality, that counseling feel into this podcast. So that's a little bit about me. And I'm sure as we continue on this journey together, you'll get to know me a little bit more. I hope to get to know you all more through the comments section, through emails and the like. So let's get started with answering some of those questions that I brought up at the top. We're going to explain kind of what this podcast is about. First off, let's explain the name, Thought Control. You know, I kind of just thought of that name on a whim as I was starting this podcast, and I thought it was a fun name. I thought it was a cool name. You know, I like to think of thoughts as a vessel for action, right? In the counseling world, cognitive behavioral therapy is a thing. And I think cognitive behavioral therapy hits at the core of how humans kind of navigate the world to a certain extent. You know, our thoughts, our feelings kind of control how we behave and how we act in the world, right? So the way that we think, what we're thinking controls how we're feeling, and how we're feeling controls how we're acting. And that also works in the reverse. So how we're acting kind of controls how we're feeling, and that controls what we're thinking and believing about ourselves. Another important thing about me is my faith, right? I'm a spiritual person. I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus and his sacrifice for us. And that's a big part of my life. That informs a lot of the decisions and a lot of the things that I do with my life. It informed my decision to marry my wife, and it informed my decision to pursue counseling in grad school. And it informed my decision to to volunteer in youth ministry for about 8 years or so before I started grad school. And so for me, faith has a lot of influence on the things that I do, the things that I believe, it's my worldview. It's the lens that I view the world through. So the name Thought Control kind of comes out of that, right? Like the Bible talks about controlling your thoughts, controlling the things that you think, controlling the things that you say and do, right? And I think that is a huge or a very important thing that we're missing in the world. I don't think people tend to think through what they're thinking, how they're feeling, what they're doing, the things that they're saying to other people, and the kind of actions they're taking against other people. And I think it's important to slow down and pause and think through these different things in life, you know, the big decisions, the little decisions in life. So Thought Control, the name, it might sound a little ominous, it might sound a little little weird, like, oh, I'm trying to control my listeners' thoughts. So that's not what I want this podcast to be. I want the listeners of this podcast to learn and hopefully see that they can have control of their thoughts and that they don't have to allow the influence of this world to control what they're thinking and the things that they're doing. I feel like most things in this world are fighting for our attention. They're fighting for our thoughts and for that free real estate in our brain to kind of get us to, you know, do the thing that they want us to do, to buy the things that they want us to buy, to think and feel the things that they want us to think and feel. And as we go on this journey through this podcast, we'll talk more about who they are. Like, what are those things that are grasping at our thoughts, that are grasping at our minds? And I'm excited to go on this journey with you guys and to hopefully be a leader and hopefully be a guide. But also, I'm excited to hear your feedback and grow with you. So the next topic, we explain the name, we're going to explain the structure of the podcast. So the structure of the podcast, if you can't tell right now, it's going to be kind of loose. We're going to kind of just kind of go with the flow for a little while to figure out like what we want this to be. Do we want to be more interviews? Do we want to be more just my thoughts on things? I want to get some people in here to get some interviews because I don't like being in an echo chamber. I like hearing other people's ideas, other people's thoughts on things. So it might be some just social commentary. It might be some spiritual commentary. It'll definitely be commentary on like media, social media, things like that, how media and social media can kind of take over. We'll probably get some AI in there because that's really big right now. So we'll talk about all those things. So the structure might change throughout the first couple episodes, maybe the first couple months or seasons or however we structure the episode formatting and stuff like that. But I'm hoping to get some guests on. I'm hoping to talk about current events and things like that. And maybe some of the worries and the anxieties that people might be feeling in the world today, whether that's politically, economically, socially, and kind of just how all those things intermingle and cause us to feel certain things and certain emotions. So I'm excited to play with the structure. I'm excited to figure out what the best structure is for this podcast. I kind of go on this new journey. And then, yeah, that's kind of what we should expect, right? I'm excited to think about expectations for myself in this podcast and for the listeners of this podcast and also for the guests, kind of talk about the expectations of, you know, growing and having an open mind, but also not necessarily shifting my beliefs or trying to shift other people's beliefs, but trying to have an open forum for people to interact, to mingle, and to hear new ideas, hear old ideas. Just kind of see the world through a clear, logical lens that isn't swayed just by emotions, that isn't swayed just by logic, but that's a good medium melting pot, medium ground, if you will, for ideas to be shared to happen. And obviously, you know, I have some biases, and I'm sure my guests will have biases. I'm sure everybody out there has a bias, because that's true. Everybody out there does have a bias, and they come into things with their own beliefs, with their own feelings on certain things and certain topics. And I hope that people won't be offended by topics on this podcast or by things that are said on this podcast, but I can't promise that things won't be offensive at times. And I think it's okay to be offended. I think it's okay to feel offended by things, because that's real life, you know? And that's how the world is. Sometimes the world's offensive, and that's okay. We can work through it, and we can figure out how to move on and move forward in light of that. And I'm excited to help people with that and to help people grow. So I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. This is a shorter episode. I'm hoping these episodes will be around 30 minutes, maybe a little longer. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes, and we'll see how things shake out. But I appreciate all of you. I appreciate your time, and I'm excited to see you guys on the next one.